Light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm the vicar here. So Christ Ingle, as we've heard, means Christ, light. We're going to think for a few moments about the sentence that Felicity read to us before, where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Now, light is a really important thing and a good thing. I wonder, have you ever been at home one time when suddenly all the lights have gone out? A power cut. Put up your hands if that's ever happened to you. Yeah, hands down. And I wonder, would someone like to tell us what it felt like when the lights went out? Mona Lisa, do you want to tell us in there? How did you feel?
It felt like you could see nothing and that you'd probably fall over and you hurt yourself and you'd be like lost in a blank place.
Yeah.
And stuck in somewhere.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Anyone else would like to say how they felt when the lights went out? Anybody else want to add? Yeah, how did you feel?
How did you feel?
I'm not sure if Isaac can say. Do you know what? Well, I felt scared when I was little when the lights went out like that. Light is really important and it's really good. Now, I've got a few other things to show to us. Can somebody tell me what that is? Yes. It's an airport. Yes. They are the lights on a runway. Now, can someone tell me what would happen if the lights went out?
The plane wouldn't take off and it would crash and everyone would die.
Thank you, Brody, for the worst case scenario. Yeah, it would be really dangerous, wouldn't it, if those lights work. So here we see the first thing we learn about light is it's really good for our safety. Now, I've got something else to show you. Can somebody tell me what this is? Anybody know what this is? Yeah? A head torch. Now, people like miners and those that work in tunnels wear these. Can someone tell me what would happen if it didn't work? Yeah? You'd get lost. That's right. You'd get lost. So here's the second thing that light really helps with. It helps us to see the way. Okay, let's take it off. Now, final thing. Have a look at our Christmas tree. And you can see there, we've got some Christmas lights. Now, tell me, how would you feel if the lights on your Christmas tree broke on Christmas Eve and you had to have a tree without lights for Christmas? How would you feel? Somebody, yeah, Matthew. Very, very sad. Yeah, very, very sad because lights help us to celebrate. So here's our third thing then that we learn about light. We've got, they help us. It helps us for safety, for seeing the way, and for celebrating. And I've got three actions that go with those. And it's a little bit like our song that our Hotshots did before. So firstly, safety. Do you remember they were safety? It's like that. Safety for seeing the way. We're going to do that. And for celebrating like that. So do you want to have a go with me? Okay, safety. Yes, seeing the way and celebrating. Okay, there's our three things. Now let me read, and I'll put it up on the screen. Let me read that sentence that Jesus said. He said this, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now we've got a lovely, lovely, lovely big Christmas tree here, But could somebody tell me, this is another picture of another Christmas tree, could somebody tell me where this Christmas tree is? Matthew, you were first. Trafalgar Square, yes. And in Trafalgar Square, Cherry, do you want to come and look after our little one? That would be great. In Trafalgar Square, we have this great Christmas tree with lights, and lots of people gather to celebrate Christmas in the capital city. And when Jesus said these words, "I am the light of the world," he was standing by a great big light in the middle of a festival in their capital, Jerusalem. And what they were doing was they were celebrating the fact that God had led them to safety from Egypt, and he led them by a great light through the desert so they could see the way. They were celebrating safety, and they could see the way. And it's as they were doing this that Jesus says these amazing, amazing words, "I am the light of the world." I am that light, Jesus is saying. Not just the light of Israel, but the light of the world. So here we've got our wonderful globe with its lights. Now think for a moment of the brightest lights that you know. Put your hands up if you think, what's the brightest thing in the world? Felicity. The sun is the brightest thing in the world. But you know what? Jesus is so much brighter than the sun. The sun can actually only light up half the world. But here Jesus says, "I am the light of the whole world." And that's what our Christingle symbolizes. So we had it explained before, but I'll just say again, the orange represents the world, and the candle, the light that is Jesus. And when you take them home afterwards, whenever you look at them and they look really lovely, you can think, Jesus is the light of the world. And we're going to see that when Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," he's promising the one who can give us safety. He can save us from all that is wrong in our lives. He can help us see the way to heaven, ultimately. And he will help us celebrate at Christmas and in heaven forever. Let's continue with our sentence. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now, when God led Israel out of Egypt, he led them by this pillar of fire, this great light. And if they followed that light, they'd be led safely home to the promised land. And as Jesus says these words in front of the people in the middle of this festival, he is saying, if you follow me, I will lead you through to eternal life. I'll give you the light of life. And it means, doesn't it, there's a choice here. We can stay in darkness, or we can follow Jesus and have the light of life. Now, when you think about it for a moment, why would anybody choose to stay in darkness in a power cut when it's dangerous and when you might feel scared? Because in the dark, it's not safe. You can't do that. In the dark, you can't see the way. And you can't celebrate in the dark. But sometimes light can be so wonderfully bright that actually we want to hide in the shadow. So hands up if you've ever looked into the sun, if you stared into the sunlight. Have you done that? And doesn't it make your eyes hurt because it's so bright? Well, Jesus is so much brighter than the sun. His perfect goodness is so wonderful that we want to hide in the shadows compared with it. Have you ever been out into the garden and picked up a stone and underneath the stone seen lots of creepy crawlies? Yeah? But in a few seconds, all the creepy crawlies quickly scurry away and hide again in the shadows because the light is too bright for them. We're a bit like that, you know, when it comes to Jesus. Or have you ever been at a party and at the very end of the party, the lights were suddenly turned on and you felt uncomfortable because maybe you were doing something you shouldn't have been doing? Well, Jesus says it like this somewhere else. It says, "Light has come into the world, but men preferred darkness because their deeds were evil." But here is the great news. Jesus, the light, has come into the world to clean up the darkness, to save us, to save us, to give us safety, to help us see the way so we can celebrate and have the light of life. Now, I've got one more thing here. I've got here a Hoover. Why on earth have I got a Hoover? Who would like to have a go of my Hoover? Let's see. Lois, would you like to have a go of my Hoover? You can do it on this side. Okay. That's the button to turn it on. Okay. There we go. Hoover a little bit. Keep going. Have a little bit. Okay. Press stop for a moment. Okay. Have a look. Is this a wonderful Hoover? Wait there, wait there, wait there. There's a light on the bottom of it. It's fantastic. Stop a moment. Now, this wonderful Hoover helps you to see dirt in the dark so it can then clean it up. So do you want to have a little Hoover underneath my table? It's looking a bit dirty. And see what you can find there. Okay. Have you found anything under there, Lois? Do you want to get it? Do you want to grab what it is? What have you found? Come and show it to us. Come and show it to us. Oh, some orange peel and a red ribbon. Maybe somebody, maybe I've been eating something I shouldn't have, hey? Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for using my Hoover. You can go and have a seat now. There we go. Special Hoover with a light on it. And Jesus is like that Hoover in that he is a light. He's come to shine up the darkness and the things that aren't great so that he can clean it up, so that he can make things well. And the ribbon on the middle of our orange, can anyone remember what that stands for? Katie. Jesus dying for us. He came into the world to die on a cross. And that is the amazing way that he cleans up what is evil. By dying on the cross, he takes the punishment that we deserve for all the things that we have done wrong. All the dark things in us, all the bad things. He died the death we deserve. And for a time, his light was put out as he died on the cross. He went into darkness so that we can have his light. So let's light it again to show that he came back to life. Come on, work. Oh, come on, work. Oh. Oh, dear. I saw another one down there. Was there another one down there? Oh, it works. Fantastic. Fantastic. What a relief. What a relief that was. If we follow Jesus, we can have the light of life. Let's do our three actions again. He came to bring us safety. He came to help us see the way and that we can celebrate now and in heaven forever. That is the great news of Christmas, the great news that the Christingle tells us. So when you take it home, you can remember Jesus is the light of the world and we can have safety. We can see the way to heaven, and we can celebrate. And we can celebrate this Christmas. And I hope that you all have a very, very happy Christmas and a Christmas run-up in the next few weeks. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.